we're a little bit sort of on the edge in that we're not sort of specifically dealing with children and families, but it's sort of associated issues, really. So we've been involved with the organisation for several years now. And for us, I think the main benefits are the resource, the information that we get from UD, and the networking opportunities we find is really important, just meeting other people working in the borough. And I think the inspiration gained as well from seeing the passion that people have for their particular area of work, and that's inspiring. So that's one of the words that we use, is inspiring, and strengthening each other as well through support and encouragement. So shall I read that one together? We just got single words. Together we inspire, together we encourage, together we support, and together we learn.
Nice.
And talk.
Yeah, okay.
It's a bit of a test that if it made sense to me, then that would be a real proof of its clarity, because I'm new to the this forum. I work for the Bromley Children Safeguarding Board, which sits within London Borough of Bromley, but is an independent body that oversees and monitors and coordinates safeguarding arrangements for the children and young people in Bromley. So we talked about the purpose, the why, and we thought that was because we believe in offering inclusive service to all voluntary organisations and giving them a voice. The how is training and effective communication. And the result, something I just thought of, my understanding is do all of that in order to improve ways of working with children and families in Bromley. And the words that we came up with were together we are stronger, because together we connect, together we learn, and together we share best practice.
Thank you very much. I'm Sue Turner, I'm the project development worker at St Edward's Project in Nottingham. Okay, we came up with some things that have already been said, so strengthening numbers, raising the profile, networking, support, shared experiences, shared knowledge, shared resources, shared funding, etc, etc, etc. And the sort of sentence we came up with was help the voluntary sector go from strength to strength. And together we are stronger, those words we had. Together we have a louder voice. Together we stand firm. Together we have greater wisdom and knowledge. And together we have stronger roots. That was some of the stuff we had.
My name's Sue. I'm from a new charity called Living On. We support children and young people and their families when they lost a loved one. And we support them through their bereavement and grief. So what we've got here for the purpose, we've said the forum brings people, groups together. We give each other support, guidance, information, and the forum's really good for signposting. It's very child-focused, and obviously that's really important to us. And it supports children and young people in Bromley, so ultimately it's making a difference and through the work all the charities actually do. And quite a lot of ours are the same as other people's for the stronger, but stronger we learn together, stronger we make a difference, stronger together we get heard, and together we support children and young people.
Youth Group Centre.
An award-winning one.
And we support families, carers, young people. I don't know if I feel this in the purpose, we put sharing information, supporting other groups and organisations. The process, we do this by sharing experiences and sharing contacts. The difference, the result is we make a difference. It does make a difference. Together we create stronger families, young people and children. Together we make a difference. Together we change lives, create opportunities. Together we all work towards the same goals for a better future.
That's a uniform Christian
organisation, primarily for boys, but there are girls, where the relevant church doesn't have an equivalent girls organisation. Right, we focus mainly on those top three items. So why? The purpose we thought was to improve the lives of children, young people and their families. So that's the purpose. The process, by bringing together all those voluntary organisations that are already doing that and any more that wish to join into that ethos, and the result, well, communication, training, networking, inspiration, information on funding, all the sorts of things that we've had, and I'm sure there'll be more.